We are learning Krisis Daf Chav Dalad, and we are starting 9 lines from the top, middle of the Amid. We had a machlokes Chachamim and Rameir. If someone is mafresh Asham Tali because he thinks he ate Chelev, so he was mafresh Asham Tali. And then after he already was makdashit, he made a kadosh, he realizes that he never did Aveira. So according to Rameir, it's a mistake. So the behemoth goes to Chulin. According to Rabbanon, it says that you have to wait till he gets a mum. It doesn't go straight to Chulin. So Gemara is going to say, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Moedim Chacham Rameir, Chacham agreed to Rameir that a certain Asham Tali will go to Chulin automatically. What type of case? But Asham Tali is Huzmu Edav, the Yatzah of a Yireh Be'edah. If Edom come, he didn't think he ate, did anything wrong. Edom said, you know what? You ate something that was a Safek Chelev. So he says, oh, Edom say, I have to bring Asham Tali. So he brings Asham Tali. Then if it's found that the Edom are Edom Zayimim, that they weren't even there, they're liars, then the Lachas goes to Chulin. And the Gemara explains why. My time. Ad kan lepli Rabbanu leha Rabbanu only agra meya lehecha da afresha al pi. Atzmai, only if he does it on his own willingness. Why? Because the Amrino, Libra Noikva, he was nervous about his Aveir, and therefore he was mafreshe no matter what. Avahecha da pi edim afreshe, but when he does it al pi edim, and he knows himself, I never did the Aveira, but the edim say, okay, you know. So lo yava samach ala the edim. He's not samach on the edim. The samach, dim asti acher mazamalim. Probably all the edim will come make an edim zayim. And therefore, he never is mafreshit no matter what. He never have liboy noikvai that says he's mafreshit no matter what. And therefore, it goes to chulin. Masav Rava. Rava asks from our Mishnah. He asks on Rav Yehuda from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shara Niskal indicate. But Shara Niskal, it's not like Asham Tali. And there are Rabbanan agree. Actually, Niskal, before it got skila, we found out Shara Niskal is chayav skila if he killed a person. So it says that Edom came, said he killed a person, and they said the Shara should be Niskal, and it says you find out before the Skila actually happened that it never was true, go Yotzavir of Eder, it's Mota Bahana. So Hechidan, what's the case? If two Edom came, Amri Harag, and they said that this behemoth killed someone, then Obeitre Amri Lo Harag, then another two Edom came and said, didn't he kill someone? How do you know listen to the second peer of Edom more than the first peer of Edom? And Allah is in this case also Bahanah, because it's Safik, deraisa. So it's also Bahanah. So what about Yireh Be'eder? If a second Edom comes, say it's not true, it's not enough. El Avidi, the din of Edom Zayim, Be'eder Hazam, which disqualifies the first Edom. And then it disqualifies it. So our Mishnah by Shara Niskal that says that it goes to Chulin, goes Mutabahanah, it's only Edom Hazam. So it must be the case of Asham Tali. He's also talking about Edom Hazam. But the Kavasei Gabi Asham Tali by Edom Hazama Upligian. There Rabbanon argue. So you see, Zokt Rava, you see Rabbanon argue even by Edom Hazama, and they hold over there that you're mafresh no matter what, and the Lachas needs a mum. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Yehuda. Amle Abaya, no. The Dilma Shara Niskal Hechidami. You know what the case of Shara Niskal is that we say it goes to Chulin? Not that two Edom came and said that you weren't true or Edom Zaymim. So when two Edom first came and said that it killed. So it was slated for Skila. Then all of a sudden, the guy who is supposed to be dead comes walking in. So he's disqualified, you know, naturally. With the Kavasei, so there Allah is a Shara Niskal, goes to Chulin. With the Kavasei, Gabi Asham Talui, Kigoin, what's a similar case of Asham Talui? Going to Hukra Chaticha, afterwards he realized he brought on his own volition the Asham Talui. Then he, the Chap, before he brought the Asham Talui, then you know what? He looked into it and they saw it was really not Chelim. So there, Taka, but Asham Tali, Rabbanon argue, because since he was mafresh on his own volition, so there he's Liboy Naikvay and he's mafresh no matter what. But Avahecha, the Afresh, Asham Tali, Api Edom, but if he did Api Edom and it was Edom Zaymim, there, El Kuli Amma Loi, it's not Kaddish and it's Chulim. And Zakta Gemara, Plukta Asham Tali, Shehuzmu Edov, the same Achleikas we have between Rav Yehuda and Rava by Edom Zaymim, if the Rabbanon are masking by Asham Tali, this Machleikas Rava and Rav Yehuda is really Machleikas Rav Elazar and Rav Yechanan. Some agree with Rav Shlokas and Rav Yechanan, because Rav Elazar Eimer, or read Rav Shlokas Eimer, Haredi Kemichas Kenoyas. Asham Tali is like Kemichas Kenoyas. The Tanya looked at a Braisa, that Kemichas Kenoyas is something brought for a Saita. Someone's a Saita, before she drinks the water, she brings a Mincha. So it says, in the Braisa, Nimtzu Eideha Zaymim, if you find out that the Edom that said that she was secluded herself with the man were Edom Zaymim, Minchasa Teitze L'chulim, the Mincha goes L'chulim. So you see clearly, even by Edom Zaymim, the Mincha goes L'chulim. And he's saying, Eish Asham Tali is like that. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, no, Yirach Yistav. By Asham Tali, even if you find Edom Zaymim, still the Lacha is, it waits to get some mum, V'yamacha V'yipul Dava Dava. You have to wait to get some mum, and the money falls in the Dava. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rava. Same like as Rava And Rav Yehuda is Rav Shlakos Rav Yechana. So tomorrow Rav Yechana is the Mayel and Michas Kenayis. Why? Fear Rav Yechana, what's the difference between Michas Kenayis, who goes to Chulin, Bayidim Zaymim, and Oshim Tali Nat? The same question you can ask on Rava as well. So tomorrow Loi Dami Michas Kenayis, Loi Dami, it's not similar. Why? Michas Kenayis, Loi Lekapara Kasia. Michas Kenayis is not for Kapara. It is only Levarer Avon. Elevara oven, just to see if she did Avera, and that like helps that the water should work to see if she did Avera. But the Michas Kenayis is not the Kapara. The Kapara is if she explodes. I will also tell the Kapara also, there, there is Makash no matter what. Rechon is explaining about Michas Kenayis, she's not giving it no matter what, even if she didn't do Avera, because not for Kapara. Mashenkin also told she gives no matter what, because that is for Kapara. Talk tomorrow about that. Rav Kurs Yom Rav Yechanan. Shar Haniskol Shehuzmu Eidav. Let's say you have a Shar Haniskol, and it's Eidim Zaymim, that Halacha, Shar Haniskol goes L'chulin now. So what's the Halacha? So he says an interesting thing, Rav Yechanan. Call a Machzik Ba'y Zachabai. Everyone wants to go grab it. Why? Because the Baal already gave up hope. He thought it was being Niskal, Asa Bahana, and now Eidim came, so now it's Hefker. Everyone wants to get it. Amarava, Mestavra, Time Rav Yechanan, going to Omar Lay near Vashayra. It's only Mistavra, Riechas Alacha, if the Edom said that his Shar was Mazana with someone else, and therefore, the Edom said this, I think it's true. The Bialim thinks it's true, and he's Mafgir. Ava Omar Rava Shayra, if the Edom said you yourself did it, who bats my made the other, like Rava, he knows that he didn't really do it. Like Mafgir, he's never Mafgir, because he's trying to disprove it. But Tarach Amaisi Edom. And the whole time he's trying to disprove it, therefore it's never Hefgir. Gemara asks on this idea that we say is Hefker, Maishnam Hodom Rabba Aisi Yom Rosh Lakish, Ira Dachas Huzmo Edeha. Ira Dachas Lach is if Rav of the city did Avodah Zarah, the Lach is we burn down the whole city. And even the Tzadikim who are in there, they are saved, but their mamoin, their monetary stuff, all get burnt. So what happens? Ira Dachas Huzmo Edeha. The Edim that said that they all did Avodah Zarah turned out to be Eim Zaymim. So everything is Hefker, called Machzik Ba Zachaba. So what's the kasha? The kasha is the chayra. Why is the zaychaba? I know I didn't do avera, so I knew it would be edim zaymim. So what's going on here? So why is it? Why is it hefker? We just said it's not a hefker if you know yourself you didn't do it. So gemara ira dacha is the rabban inu kol chad amar v'daitei ano lachatoy. Every guy says to himself, I didn't do avera. Someone else did Avera. Of course, someone else did Avera. It's enough to burn down the Eradachas. Because Allah is, even Tzadikim stuff get burnt if Rav of the city did Avera Zara. So here, he says, maybe I didn't do Avera Zara, but you did Avera Zara. Here it's only him. He himself knows Rava. He was Mazana, was animal. He was not Mafkir, but Tarach HaMaisi Edim. And he tries to bring Edim. So I think Gemara Vakta. Omra Shlakish. And now you see my tunnel chavera. This has nothing to do with anymore with Arashim Talui, or just has to do with Hefker, this Gemara. Now you see my tunnel chavera. Someone gives a present to his friend. He gives the present a watch. And after the friend has the watch ready in his hand, he says, by the way, the guy says, EFC, but I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. So Arashim says, EFC is a lashon of Hefker, and kol machzik bo zachabo. What wants to be zeichin, it can be zeichin. The Gemara asks, Maishna, Mahodam Rabavon Rosheshes, Va'amrilam Rabavon Rosheshes. Why? How is this different than Rav Sheshes Halacha that he says like this? Hamakabel matana, someone who gets a star matana, and he gets a star. Someone wants to give him a star that says that a certain building in Manhattan is his. Hamakabel matana, he wants to give him a building in Manhattan. Here's a star; it's yours. So Shomal Achash b'Matal Yodeh. After he got the star, he says matana zut the bottle. Let the matana should be bottle. Mavatalos, or it is bottle. The Efshibah, I don't want it. Lo Yom HaKlum, it doesn't say anything. Why? These Lashonis all mashma that it should mevatel, in the future. And here, since he already was Mekab Matana, he can't mevatel anymore. It's too late, you have it already. You can't say, I don't want it anymore. Before, when you hold Metaltlam, you can say, if you're holding something, you say, Efshibah, it's like giving Mafkir. Here, you're not holding the Karka. You just got a Kinyan with a star. So you say, Efshibah, it sounds like I don't want this Kenyan, this Matana, and that's Leom HaKlum, because you're ready to Kabul it. But if he said, in past tense, B'teilihi, this was Batla, Ina Matana was never Matana, then Dvarav Kayam. Then what he said works out. So Gemara says, my love, in the last case where he says, oh, I never wanted the Matana, my love, Dvarav Kayamim, the Dvarav are Kayamim, and what he said is good, and the Hodu Amara goes back to the Bailim. And the question is, Firas Lakish, we said that if you say you don't want the matana, it goes hefker. See here also, why don't we say it's hefker? Why does it go back to tomorrow? So tomorrow, you're right. The free Resh Lakish attach like this. Dvar of Kayamim. And also doesn't go back to the original owner. Whoever wants to be Zaychit could be Zaychit. And doesn't go back to the first owner.